which is becoming harder and harder, by the way. John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon, filling in for Maggie Dawn today and tomorrow and the next day.
Yep. And then Maggie will be back next Monday. Yes. We do a show in Madison every morning from 6 to 8 a.m. at WMDX. And that's where we are this afternoon, too, right on State Street, downtown Madison. Sun is shining. It's a beautiful day.
And we'll be our special guest on Thursday will be Jim Santel.
That's right.
You hear on Dom's show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun.
And tomorrow we will welcome back Mike McCabe.
Yes.
During the afternoon.
Talked about the fourth turning the other day. And he does a regular broadcast interview with us, his latest topic.
Yeah,
he's actually one of the co-founders of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his background, and I think you'll enjoy what he has to say normally and every day. Now let's talk about Greenland, and because you know everybody's forgetting it, we've taken our eye off of Greenland.
Well, we worried about Canada for a while. And Panama, and now we're back to Greenland.
Anything could be happening in Greenland.
The Danes have owned Greenland for 800 years.
Yeah, and they're giving them some autonomy at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, sure.
But Greenland's prime minister criticized the upcoming visit of Second Lady Usha Vance to the island. And I have a hard time saying the prime minister's name.
Well,
Mute Bi Ngede.
Ngede.
I'm something, not really sure.
Something close to that.
But we're going to
have to. If only there was a way that we could figure out the pronunciation. If only.
If there was a source we could go to who always has the correct pronunciation.
Something on the internet, perhaps. Someone. Someone.
Oh, well, we actually know somebody.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we found this this Frenchman who. His name is Julian, and he does pronunciations for people.
His whole website
is in a thick French accent, by the way.
It's devoted to pronunciations.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you have a word, you don't know how to pronounce it, you go to Julian's site, and he will do his best to help you out.
We don't know how he does it, either.
It's amazing, actually.
I mean, you could pick any word out, and he'll have a pronunciation for it. So anyway, let's go to Julian and find out what Mute Bi Ngede. Prime Minister Mute Bi Ngede, let's just see what Julian has to say about this.
Go ahead and hit it. Yeah.
You are looking at Julian's pronunciation guide, where we look at how to pronounce better some of the most mispronounced words in the world, like this other curious word, but how do you say what you're looking for today? Let's learn how to pronounce this name. Greenlandic politician and Prime Minister of Greenland Premier. If you want to learn more names from Greenland, stay tuned. Mute Bi Ngede. Mute Bi Ngede. Mute Bi Ngede.
Okay.
Mute Bi Ngede.
Mute Bi Ngede.
Mute Bi Ngede.
So anyway.
He is the Prime Minister of Greenland. Yeah. Okay.
He is angry.
He is.
He's calling the second lady's visit a very aggressive American pressure.
This is J.B. Vance's wife, Usha.
Yeah, she's going to be visiting there, by the way, with the energy czar. So
okay,
he's going to scope out the soil and make sure that there's a lot of minerals up there for Trump.
Okay.
All right. So, by the way, the prime minister also said, until recently, we could trust the Americans, who were our allies and friends, and with whom we enjoyed working closely. But that time is over. That's what he said. So
So he's not really welcoming the second lady, Usha Vance, with open arms.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be at the airport. I'm leading up to this story here because this is, I wish we had a visual of this. This is fantastic.
What's
it's
this?
A great red cap.
Oh.
Yeah. It's an anti-mega hat made by a Greenlander. It reads, get this, I love this. In fact, we might even get these hats.
Okay.
Make America go away.
Wow.
Yes.
Boy, they're really putting it out there, huh? Make America go away.
M-A-G-A.
Mega. But different words. Okay.
It's gone viral too. And you got to check this out. Take a look for it. It's Usha Vance's visit to the islands. Welcome the hat. The creator of the Make America Go Away hats said he believes her visit is a charm offensive and that he wants people in Greenland to show that they do not want the U.S. to take over their nation. Usha Vance is set to visit, and this is the person she's going with, the mineral-rich island, of course. She's going with the Energy Secretary Chris Wright to kind of size things up. You know,
really?
Maybe dig
okay.
a little hole, see if there's any gold.
Really? They're going to just check around, see it? See if there's any minerals. What do they got? Some metal detectors or something?
Metal detectors. Cruise the beaches.
I don't think that's going to work very well.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Well, anyway, it might. The anti-mega hats went viral after being posted on X. So if you can, look it up on X. Just do a little search in X, and okay. it is great. Look for Make America Go Away.
Looking at our picture right now, actually.
Cal,
did you find that?
Yeah.
Oh, good job,
buddy. Isn't
that
nice?
That is. Actually, it's a very stylish-looking baseball cap.
It is.
Oh,
it
boy.
It is a cool hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Now, let's get, you know, we're talking about minerals and all that stuff, and, you know, it's nice to have a great mineral source someplace, but then again, it's not good to have herbicides and all these other things that we're spraying on our fields here in the U.S.
Right, like Roundup and all those?
Well, yeah, we haven't been really good at banning this stuff. Mm-hmm. Knowing it's cancer-causing, we really haven't done an awful lot on this. And we talked about this morning.
Mm.
Trump is making cancer-causing herbicides acceptable again. Trump's EPA will block states from requiring companies to warn consumers about chemicals in their food. We wouldn't want anybody to know about that. And it also helps to block cancer victims, their lawsuits against these companies.
Uh-huh.
So we've got to have all of these things in place in order to make sure that these corporations make a profit. They've got to make a profit.
They've got to make some billions.
The initiative from Republican attorneys general, by the way, they're all on board with this.
Oh, sure.
And this will usurp labeling authority. Get this. It's now being moved forward in the Trump EPA. The measure would declare that any label citing scientific findings, another research, you know, research, it's on the label. We have found this to be true.
Okay.
If it's not on the list, the Trump EPA list of approved research, it will constitute misbranding.
Okay.
And they won't be able to sell it with this misbranding labeled on their products.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to approve all of the things that they like. And if it's on the label, it's okay. And now it even gets worse than that, because now Trump has scrapped the Biden-era plan to limit forever chemicals in drinking water. See, PFAS, they set a limit, and it's going to go into effect.
Right.
Why do they wait?
Yeah.
Just if they came up with the number, they finally came up with it. They've been holding off for like years. They finally came up with the number. It's going in effect soon. But now Trump has stopped it. Let's go. I have a cut here.
Okay.
212. Let's listen to this. This is the story from Fox 2 in San Francisco. They covered this. PFAS is not going to be limited at this point.
Oh, brother.
Anything can happen. Let's listen.
The push to keep toxic chemicals out of drinking water has been derailed. President Trump has withdrawn a Biden administration plan that would have set new limits on chemical discharges, including forever chemicals. State regulators nationwide have been counting on federal guidelines to help enforce protections. Now those efforts are in limbo. Let's get some more insight by turning to Claire Pace, an assistant project scientist at UC Berkeley. Thanks for being with us. What's your read on what's happening here in the Bay Area? So often we're reminded that we're lucky to get our water from relatively clean sources. I know that's not the case with much of the country.
The really, really challenging thing is that we now have an MCL established for about 6 PFAS. The EPA established an MCL in 2024. It'll be enforceable in a few years. If we can achieve the MCL, we'll reduce PFAS exposure for millions of people, we'll prevent thousands of deaths, and we'll reduce tens of thousands of serious illnesses. Withdrawing these proposals basically gives companies the green light to keep polluting without consequences. And it also sends a message that public health is a lower priority than corporate profits. They basically froze the funding that was intended for water systems to improve their water treatment infrastructure and address the PFAS problem.
All right.
So now we have this enforceable limit and we can't achieve it.
Yeah. And here they're holding the funding for all of these water sanitation plants.
Right.
To actually deal with PFAS, because we've already got the problem. Now they're holding up the money so we can't even take care of the current problem that we have with PFAS. And I'm wondering why this is an area that they want to save money. Mm-hmm. What makes this an area to take a shot at? Any help with this? Any calls? Mm-hmm. Please, I'm trying to figure this one out. And then, of course, below this story, they had some comments, and I thought I'd pass some of those along to you.
Okay.
One comment, I would have thought RFK Jr. would have been all over this like measles spots in a Texas child. Safe drinking water for everyone seems more important than his McDonald's meal on Trump's plane.
Mm.
All right, and how about this one? Thank you, Mr. Trump. I was worried I would have to keep buying these chemicals. Now I can continue to get fresh supply with every meal.
Oh, boy.
And another one, by the time this regime is finished, America will be a huge, barren, toxic dump.
Boy, that sounds ominous.
Yeah.
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 It boggles the mind.
It does. This is not a place to save money. Yeah. This isn't something that needed to be done. And they did it right away. I mean, this is what they're planning on doing. This is it.
Well, they're bowing to the chemical companies, apparently.
But there's no need to.
Right. Yeah,
they're making a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah, we need to continue to clean up the environment.
Yeah.
Just going the other direction.
Some more other little facts. Similar legislation shielding the companies from liability have popped up in state capitals throughout the U.S. as a number of lawsuits facing, this is Bayer Monsanto.
Okay.
Their lawsuits are up to 170,000 lawsuits. 170,000 lawsuits. And with the help of Trump, they all go away.
My God. 170,000 lawsuits against Monsanto.
Yep. This bill would strip Tennessee farmers and all consumers of their rights to hold a pesticide or herbicide manufacturer accountable for the cause of harm that they might get.
That's
cancer
amazing.
And health problems. So, and get this, a Georgia jury just ordered Bayer Monsanto to pay $8 billion in Roundup lawsuits.
Really?
Yes. So if you, now maybe we can prove that, we've got a container of, Roundup in our basement or in our garage someplace.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And show them. Mm. And then maybe we can get a little bit of this $8 billion settlement. I'll take a small percentage. I can handle that.
Okay. If you'd like to chime in, if you have some thoughts about any of that, give us a call, 855. Love to know what you'd think, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Coming up on the Dom Salvia Show, that'll happen at 4 o'clock. He'll be giving out the next keyword in the Text to Win contest, the Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Dom will have that for you after 4 o'clock. Of course, your chance to win any of the daily prizes, the Chula Vista Getaway, the Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, $100 cash. We have four chances to win every day this week and next week, Monday through Friday. And of course, the big grand prize drawing happens at the end of the contest, the brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. You can get in on all of this. Just download the Civic Media app and listen during the contest hours of 7 o'clock, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the keywords during those hours.
All right. Now, we were talking about the astronauts being stranded in space. Well, that wasn't true.
What do you mean it wasn't true? They were up there for almost a year.
I'll prove it.
Are you going to
right after this break?
Okay. It's coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show with John and Gordy. Coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.